Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day. In a few minutes here, we're on Shabbos 129, talking about a few things that a person should wait and then get up to go. Interestingly, this piece of Gemara, Rav and Shmuel both say the same things. It's interesting because a lot of times these two sages disagree with each other and have differences of opinion over many different items and many different situations and topics. So here they agree, they're in unison. Interesting that they both agree about this topic, meaning they probably both feel strongly about this thing. So Rav and Shmuel both say, one who undergoes the procedure of bloodletting should wait a little and only that then get up to go. For the master said elsewhere in Gittin, there's a couple of things that bring a person closer to death than life, including if one drinks and gets up immediately, if one eats and stands up immediately, and if one sleeps and stands up immediately, and undergoing bloodletting and getting up immediately. Different items, different ideas that a person shouldn't get up and rush to go. It brings to mind the idea, in general, we always feel like we're on the go. We always feel like we're rushing and going from point A to point B. The whole idea of life, the 120 years, we may feel like we're moving, going place to place. If only this happens, if only that happens, till the next thing, from the next thing. But the journey of life, the ability to understand and just press pause and stop and slow down and enjoy what you have around you, that's a really good thing to do. You gotta just sit and wait and enjoy the moment. And so much in society is disposable. So much in society is about instant gratification and to the next thing, when your kid will be X age, this will happen. When your kid will be this age, that'll happen. When it's finally nighttime, then we can sit down and relax. But we're supposed to enjoy each minute. We're supposed to enjoy every second of life and enjoy each stage. They say enjoy the kids as they're young because time goes by so fast. They grow up so fast. And it's interesting, when we first heard that, it's interesting, but now our kid is already, our oldest is already 5, and it's, remember yesterday when he was just born. It's true, you have to take it easy, you have to take it slow, and try to wait things out. Shabbos, people always rush to when Shabbos is over, but enjoy the moment, enjoy what part of aspect Shabbos you're in. The phone could wait, the calls can wait, the internet could wait, but enjoying the menucha, the sanctity, the kedusha of Shabbos is a wonderful thing in and of itself. I find the most calm time of the whole week is when I'm sitting with my wife and we're reading our Jewish novels, which I love to do, and I fully enjoy. It gives me a ton of menucha, a ton of peacefulness on Shabbos. And each part, each aspect of your life, you should rest and digest and totally take in those aspects of your life. The two systems in the body, there's the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. When things are at ease, when things are calm, that's called rest and digest. When things go through the body and things get digested properly, but the sympathetic, which gets you the fight or flight response, that's not a good response to have. It's not healthy to have a response like that, where the adrenaline's always rushing and the body's producing the things. Like when a person is running after something or running from a lion, for example, that's not the healthy way to be. It's much more healthy to sit, to rest, to digest, to enjoy the moment. When you're eating, don't rush the food and jump up after, as the Gemara explains. When you're drinking something, don't gulp it down and rush up right after. Take things as they go. Take it day by day. We're always rushing to the next stage, the next aspect of life. When Shabbos is over, when Yom Tov is over, when the summer is over, the next thing, the next thing. Don't plan 15 months in advance. Take it day by day. Enjoy each day, and then you could tackle whatever may come your way. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 1:30 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.